Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bud Thomas. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Elliott. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Wood. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Earl Rapp. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McDonald. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim McDonald. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Fain reaches second base with a double. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to third. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner juggles the ball. That's an error on Kellner. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Suter fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Arft moves to second. Jim McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter bunts towards the mound. McDonald fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on McDonald. Philly moves to third. Suter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Suter scores. Astroth moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Astroth scores. Kellner moves to second. One out. It's 5-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goliath scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kellner scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jim Sicchecki now pitching. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Mike Goliath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goliath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goliath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Delsing now playing center field. Ken Wood now playing left field. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Batts and he is safe. Philly steals second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Astroth strikes out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kellner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Kellner moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapp strikes out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-1 in the game. Arft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Sacecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sacecki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Goliath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goliath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goliath strikes out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Athletics. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Rapp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goliath scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goliath scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goliath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Arft hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Sacecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sacecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sacecki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Scheib. Marsh moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marsh moves to third. Two outs. Mike Goliath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goliath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goliath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marsh scores. Sacecki moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Athletics. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Sacecki moves to third. Goliath moves to second. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. the Browns will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 3 in the game. Batts hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Rapp hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Arft hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel strikes out. 1 out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wood. Philly reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Marsh hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Mapes pinch hits for Jim Sacheki. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Satchel Paige now pitching. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a pop-up towards short. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheib hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Goliath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goliath is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Goliath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Del Singh hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 4 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.